This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Slack Technologies is actively preparing for an initial public offering in the first half of 2019, with an eye toward going public as soon as the first quarter. A popular workplace instant messaging app, Slack would be one of the largest tech IPOs since Snap Inc.'s debut in 2017. We'll get all the limited details, but first, these tech headlines. Facebook discovered a security flaw affecting almost 50 million accounts, the company said late last week. Apparently, a problem in its code allowed outsiders to take over users' accounts. Hackers gained access to accounts by exploiting a vulnerability in the code for Facebook's View As feature. Facebook said it is turning the feature off as it conducts a security review. For more details and the latest updates to the story, head to WSJ.com. So good news for big tech spenders. Rising cloud bills may soon get a breather. The cloud, the enormous so-called hyperscale network owned by Alphabet, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook, demand a staggering amount of spending. But according to Morgan Stanley analysts, the pace of capital spending is set to decelerate for the second half of the year. The holdup? Building and equipping data centers doesn't always follow a steady or even seasonal pattern. Also, the cloud is still growing. Goldman Sachs estimates that by the end of next year, 34% of enterprise workloads will be running on public cloud services. That's compared with 18% today. And the struggle remains real for many pro athletes. One gripe of particular note, the need for faster, stronger, and more attractive video game doubles. The journal's A-head looks at how, besides bumping skill ratings, pro players want their avatars in games like Madden NFL to look less like a thumb. For the pro players who say their digital avatar in the popular video game series is a gross misrepresentation of themselves and their talent, the game maker has made available a rating czar. The Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman has more at WSJ.com. Coming up, messaging company Slack prepares for an initial public offering, potentially one of the largest tech IPOs since Snap Inc.'s debut in 2017. What we know. Slack Technologies, according to the Wall Street Journal's Maureen Farrell, is not passively but actively preparing for an initial public offering in the first half of 2019, but the latest tech company to dive into the IPO market. Joining us with the latest details from the newsroom in New York via Skype is the Wall Street Journal's Maureen Farrell with more. Hey, Maureen.
Thanks for having me.
So you report that this would be the largest tech IPO since Snap Inc. That's pretty impressive. So what do we know specifically about expectations for its valuation and the details about how Slack sees this panning out?
Sure. So Very recently, raised money at a $7 billion valuation. There's an expectation that it would go well above that valuation if it were to go public right now. We've seen a lot of the companies that have gone this year have set a pricing range. They priced above it, and then their shares have gone crazy in the public markets. They've had like incredible first days. So there's a sense that Slack's had amazing growth. It's one of the rare, you know, we haven't seen a lot of the biggest tech, hottest, highest profile companies tapping the public markets. So that seems like that would probably add some extra frenzy around the buying of its shares, is the sense at least that people seem to have now.
Certainly something, you know, Slack is certainly something that's making more of a rubber stamp in workplaces, definitely gaining users. What kind of growth has it seen and what can we attribute that to?
It's been a pretty precipitous growth. They said earlier this year they had surpassed 8 million daily active users and 3 million paid users. And that was up about, the daily active users was up about a third from the year before, from less than a year before. So that's a pretty incredible growth metric. And especially when you look at, you know, a big chunk of these users actually paying to use the product. So, I mean, that's exactly the kind of growth that public investors are, you know, often say that they're starved for, especially at a company at this scale, still getting to be a pretty sizable company.
And, you know, Slack is added to the growing list of tech companies that are expected to or have said they plan to go public next year. It's notable how things change because tech companies always used to embrace staying private. But as we're seeing, it's, you know, a lot of bankers, et cetera, people that talk about this stuff say it's the best IPO market in years, especially for tech companies like Slack.
Yeah, it sounds like a number of companies are really hastening their plans. I mean, they've seen really great receptions from public investors. Still, that said, I mean, there are still a huge amount of fundraising going on in the private markets. We just saw that Stripe did a big deal, the payments company. So they're having, the hottest companies are having little trouble raising huge sums, like much bigger than most IPOs we've seen, you know, in the order of 500 million, a billion, really unprecedented sums, the amount we had never seen until the last few years in the private markets. So it's interesting. I mean, we'll see more companies go out if, you know, the market stays good next year. But I think we're also going to still continue to see a lot of companies get big in the private markets in a way they hadn't. So it's kind of this whole new market, even as the public markets open up again.
All right, we'll see how this goes. Maureen Farrell, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for having me.
For more details on the story and for the latest updates, head to WSJ.com. That is Tech News Briefing for now. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.